Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay!
I'm typing hi, Carolyn, on X, telling everybody, time to join us, pile on in. So welcome, everybody, from X and YouTube and Facebook and parts unknown and countries worldwide. You're here with live with Dr. Carolyn Dean for another amazing, amazing informational overload kind of a thing with Carolyn, because she's got so many years of experience and wisdom, and she's going to impart it to you today. I think it's more like an actual transmission, like an exchange, where she's able to share with you. And also, you get to ask questions live on our chat line, and you get to learn through her learning library at drcd.drcarolyndean.com. And there's so many other resources that we're going to share with you. So again, welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. What do we have going on this evening?
Well, hi, Jenny. Good to be here. Good to see you. Can't believe another week has passed, but here we are, as we will always be on a Monday. Always, always. No beginning rant today. I've got rants all the way through. So let's look at our library. We've been looking at men's health because it's Men's Mental Health Month, for people. You know, talk about rubbing it in. So today, the blog is Brain Fog Isn't Your Destiny, The Cellular Protocol for Real Mental Clarity. And by now, I mean, people know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, take your formulas, take your magnesium, take your vitamin C, take your omegas. But sometimes it's good to sort of pound it in a little bit and let people know what we're up against and that there are solutions and we have the solutions. So the blog at drcarolyndean.com, it's straightforward. I'll go over a bit of it and then give my commentary. They're longish blogs now. I guess it's to grab the algorithm, to grab the robots, but every word is important, and the focus is get your cells healthy so that every part of you performs just exceptionally well. So I start out after a few paragraphs that we're living in a world built to create mental fog. We've got our screens, our ultra-processed food, our chronic work stress, our poor sleep, our environmental toxins. And on top of that, now what, microplastics, Wi-Fi screens, that's in there. Even LED lights are reportedly zapping our brains and our very souls. The solutions being sold, what are they? Stimulants, brain boosting, nootropic stacks. You'll hear that word, nootropic. More caffeine, productivity apps. What they're all doing is trying to focus on symptoms while ignoring the cellular foundations of brain health. How does magnesium power the brain? And this is where I talk about the 2 million mitochondria in brain neurons. And each little mitochondria has a few hundred Krebs cycles constantly running to make the energy required by the brain. and each Krebs cycle requires magnesium because the final output of the Krebs cycle is ATP energy, but the formula is Mg-ATP. Every molecule of energy requires magnesium. And we can call magnesium our smart drug because there are a lot of biohackers talking about, oh, this smart drug will help. No, start with magnesium. And you'll probably end with magnesium because that's all you need. Magnesium also is a major factor in longevity. It protects chromosomes from deteriorating, which leads to cells aging and dying. Longevity is huge. I mean, everywhere you look now, they're talking about longevity and how to promote it. And they can't get past saying, well, you need sunshine, exercise, and sleep. And, you know, maybe some drugs will help, but they're really not focusing a lot on the basic nutrients like magnesium, multiple minerals. So we've got our REMAG, our REMITE. We've got our pico potassium. We've got pico zinc with copper. We've got Realign with our methylated beige and amino acid support, sulfur amino acids. Our omega-3 algae with vitamins A and E. Get our vitamin C either, well, both whole food and the vitamin C reset, berry powder, ascorbic acid, D3K2, and our Flora Refresh and Pico Silver if your brain is being affected by yeast overgrowth. So I'm going to be saying this every time about every condition. You can't separate the basic formulas and say, well, maybe this one will help you. It is really the whole symphony that you require. So that's our blog. We're early on. Let me get to the first question. Actually, we only have the one question. So then I'll come to Ginny and you folks just type in your questions and I'll get to them right away. So someone wrote in to customer service. He or she said, I understand your concern about binders and chelators potentially interfering with the absorption of essential minerals. However, as explained in your book, ionic minerals have the unique ability to be absorbed directly at the cellular level, allowing them to effectively bypass the digestive system. This means you can confidently use your products without worrying about them being bound up before they absorbed. So that's perfect words. And I'm so unconcerned about binders and chelators interfering with absorption that I actually take several ounces of my minerals with my psyllium seed powder, put it in a shaker cup, quickly cover it, shake 10 times and drink it right away before it turns into a jelly. But so with chelators and binders, there are a lot of people talking about heavy metal detoxification using chelators and binders. But even there, where we begin is with our basic magnesium and vitamin C and our multiple minerals, because heavy metals will take up residence in mineral receptor sites, I'll call them. I don't know if that's what they're called. But if you don't have enough minerals, then heavy metals that are everywhere, I mean, you're eating them, you're drinking them, you're inhaling them, they will go to those mineral receptor sites and take over and not even allow minerals. If you happen to start taking them, they won't allow the minerals in straight away. But think of it this way. If you've got minerals that are chunked up with if you've got cells that are chunked up with heavy metals, those cells go through a life cycle, they die, and then new cells can be healthier if you have your minerals, if you take your REMAG and REMITE and Pico Potassium and Pico Zinc and Pico Silver, and you can pour them all together into your drinking water and to make it taste palatable, that's where you put in your vitamin C reset berry powder. And the vitamin C itself, that is a detoxifier. It's an antioxidant. So it's going to help detoxify as well. So with normal vitamins and minerals, which is all we offer is normal vitamins and minerals, but they're highly absorbed. With those normal vitamins and minerals, you are constantly detoxifying and taking care of your body. You don't have to wait for a detox weekend or try to do it all in a 7-day fasting flush. You're doing it every day with your nutrients. So, Ginny, let me go to you. I know it's early on to be getting questions, but what?
Well, Robin asked a good question because I do think this is a source of confusion. She said, but we should be taking our supplement capsules like Realign and D3K2 separate from the psyllium.
Right. I mean, this person just mentioned the minerals. Absolutely. I meant to say that, you know, my D3K2 omega, my vitamin capsules, what else? Realign and Flora Revive. I wait at least an hour. Well, I take them before when I wake up. I take a set of capsules before first thing in the morning, before I take my psyllium drink, and I don't take that for at least another hour. Sometimes it's several hours. So, yeah, great catch there. Thank you.
Okay. Now, another question that we get a lot in customer service is, do I need to take my D3K2 with food because it's vitamin D? But apparently, are you eating first thing when you take the capsules?
No.
Okay, so no need to eat it with a fat-based food.
Well, how I get around that was I put vitamin A and vitamin E in with the omega-3 algae. And if you take one of your omega-3 algaes and your D3K2, you've got all those fats helping vitamins helping each other be absorbed.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Now, Paula did write in with the question that's personal to her, but I think it would be a good question for you to answer just in general. If you're following one of your protocols, Carolyn, and you say are using Remag, Remite, and Realign, and you notice after taking it that you get a little sped up or you have a little bit of anxiety around it, what should you do? Do you just cut back or do you stop taking it altogether? How do you handle that?
I think I know what she's asking. What happens in my world is there'll be a day when evening I say, oh my gosh, I haven't taken my dish of capsules. And I just say, oh, okay, then I just took a little vacation. I don't plan the vacation, but it does happen. It does happen maybe once a week. I don't take them. And you don't have to feel guilty or worry or whatever, because when you're taking something daily like that, it does store some of these nutrients. And hopefully that's what she meant. Doesn't matter if you don't take them for a day. And I don't know if it's that people get maybe overwhelmed or just can't be bothered. Even that, just say, okay, let me take a break.
Okay, very good. She was more saying, if I take my Remag, Remite, and Realign and I get my heart rate a little up and excited, what should I do? Do I stop taking it altogether, like the Realign, if it gets too sped up, or do I just take a day off, like you said? So you're saying take a day off.
But I don't understand what's making her heart rate speed up.
Well, she thinks it's the Realign.
Hmm. I don't know that I've heard. Have we heard that in customer service?
Not usually.
No. No, okay. I don't know what, we'd have to have her talk with someone in customer service and define what else is going on at the time. Tea and coffee can speed things up. Anything can speed your heart rate up, but These very basic nutrients do not speed your heart rate.
Very good. Excellent. I think that's the answer for sure. Here's another question. Good day. I was wondering if Dr. Dean knows of lupin, L-U-P-I-N, lupin beans. I understand they're very good for you. I read it's a staple in Italy.
I was talking to an Italian at the market yesterday. He was offended that we didn't have fava beans.
Oh.
Lupin beans. Okay, there you go. Yeah, I mean beans are good for people who like beans. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anyone, but I've never heard of lupin beans. But I've never been a fan of beans, so you don't hear me talking about them very much at all. I'm afraid. We have them in the recipe book, but any food is good for you, especially if it's grown on healthy, rich soil. I have the organic farm here just kind of to prove that you need more than just organic to be healthy. I still highly promote my dietary formulas, and they're sold at the farm store. You cannot get the vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids we need anymore from our food. We farmed out the soil. We've contaminated the ocean so that fish oil is kind of scary and toxic. That's why we use omega-3 algae oil for our DHA and EPA. So there.
All right. Very good. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I think the other thing is what you just said, all foods are good for you and they're just not adequate anymore.
Yeah, we've got so much stress. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
We've got the Wi-Fi coming at us, tries to open up our calcium ion channels to allow calcium to flood in and make us hyper. The only thing that shuts down those channels is magnesium. That's why magnesium is so important. We are lit and buzzed and we're just driving ourselves kind of on all cylinders, driving ourselves a bit crazy because, you know, our brains are taking in so much information. When we're on our silly phones, which I tend to be a little more than I really want to, you know, scrolling, oh, look at this information, look at that, taking it all in. This is why our brains are processing, 20% of the glucose in our bloodstream goes to the activity in the brain, which is 2% of our body weight. So we're constantly creating all this energy or burning off all these energy, and we have to create it. And the building blocks for creating energy is food and magnesium. The B vitamins are big in the Krebs cycle too. A couple other minerals are necessary. So when our brains are so active, and that's why in some of the recent blogs we've been talking about this mental activity, we tried to slow it down. I mean, look at me, I'm hyper talking right now and I'm feeling a little tense in my head. And it's like, take a couple of breaths. And this is where, you know, yoga comes in. I get my downtime when I do my morning walk on the beach, which is just over there. Everybody needs to have an outlet where they can do some deep breathing and where they can just, you know, ratchet down a few levels. And even that, I didn't really notice my heart rate going up with all that intensity that I was talking about. But be aware of all these things. I mean, since I took a couple of falls recently, I'm so aware of every step I take. Because you know, the same way you're aware of all that's in your environment and how we are definitely overstimulated.
100%. And that, I think, going back to men's mental health, a lot of men are guilty of that. They spend a lot of time on their phones. They're racing around and doing a lot of things. And then they don't take care of their brains. And then they do get fogged out because the overwhelming toxicity just doesn't support. So it's a very good culmination of that topic. Okay. As our good friend Savvy always says, if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook for that matter, or X, like the live broadcast, it allows us to get more people watching because YouTube knows that we have a fabulous and fascinating thing going on over here. And they want to send as many people as possible over to share great information with Dr. Dean. So what else would you like to talk about today, Carolyn?
Pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research, please.
All righty.
Door number two. Okay. This is another Nick Norwich, our MD, PhD buddy who does podcasts on drugs, not so much nutrients at all. He didn't study that. This is about retatrutide. Retatrutide is the latest weight loss in pill form. So for some reason, he's kind of positive about it. Studies show a loss of quarter of your body weight in under a year. This pill is 60% stronger than Ozempic. Okay, great. But all we need is something that hammers us even more. It's called a GLP-3, he says, because it's manipulating three different hormones. What could possibly go wrong? The medical mentality is that one hormone does one thing, and that's what they're focused on. Seriously, it's crazy because these hormones do multiple things. The GLP, what's it doing? Regulatory and protective effects, expressed in several organs, including the pancreas, the gut, and the brain. So it's working on the gut, the pancreas, and the brain. What are we talking about so much in the past maybe 5 years? We're talking about, you know, metabolic health, insulin resistance, the gut microbiome. We're talking about all the senility and brain fog that's going on. All the major organs that need our attention to keep them healthy, and we're going to manipulate them with the GLPs. So the first GLP drug targeted GLP-1 receptors, which made you less hungry. Yeah, they made you feel sick to your stomach. The Mounjaro 2 hormones, GLP-1 and GIP, so less hungry, and then working on fat for energy, they say. And this third one, retatrutide, also works on glucagon receptors that break down glycogen in the liver and have all kinds of physiologic effects. And this drug actually can increase your heart rate by 50%. Lower your heart rate variability, which is an important factor for good health, and it increases metabolic rate. So just, I could not stand it if my heart rate increased, because you're lying down, you'll feel your heart. It just makes a person feel really anxious. So yes, it increases your metabolic rate and restlessness, and it affects your sleep. And then what we know about sleep disruption, that can increase your inflammation. And what Nick started to say, but it will drop your LDL and your ApoB, cholesterol values. And it's like, no, Nick, cholesterol is not the problem. We don't want a drug that drops them. For heart disease and for cholesterol, we want vitamin C and magnesium. So Nick took the drug just to try it out, and he had some very interesting side effects, but I'm not going to go into them. He ended up on the bathroom floor, he said, with his heart pounding and feeling horrible. Great, great drug. And then he finally says, more research is needed because we don't know what's going on, but because he reported that he kept eating all he wanted and still lost 12 pounds, that unfortunately will just help promote this questionable drug because people are desperate to lose weight. And he said about the LDL decreasing, it does that because it inhibits a protein called PCSK9, which will decrease LDL. And there are PCSK drugs that do that. So independent of weight loss, these drugs are affecting most biological systems in the body. And to me, that's just not a good thing. So that was drugs, research, etc. And usually I go to Helpful Hacks, and let me do that, Rachel. And in Helpful Hacks, the past while I've been saying, just take all your RNA reset formulas. So I'm going to do that again today. But what I'm going to do is say some more about the Maui Reset pilot study that Julie and I did. Soon on our sites, you'll have access to the information about the Maui Reset study. In it, we give you every reason in the world to keep taking your formulas and to take them all and maybe to take more. And it'll give you ammunition to get your friends and family on the formulas to help save their lives. And this is what you'll be telling people. We took 10 participants and put them on 7 of our formulas for 6 months. That was Remag, Remite, Realign, Vitamin C Berry Powder, Pico Potassium, Pico Zinc, and D3K2. We did what's called an epigenetic blood test with a simple finger prick blood spot on a cardboard to check up to 1 million methylation pathways. That's what they told us. And about 120 regular blood test measurements. The methylation assessment checks for biological age and compares that with chronological age. 7 of the 10 participants slowed their aging by an average of 4 years. Some were higher than 4. The 8th participant slowed his aging by 1.5 years. And 2 of the youngest participants did not slow their aging because they suffered acute medical emergencies that I suppose should have eliminated from the study, but we didn't institute any exclusion criteria. So that's what I'm saying is my biohack. I've been biohacking for 50 years, and this is the culmination of my biohacking career, is creating these formulas, but then doing a study to prove what they are doing and to prove why you're feeling so good. So, Ginny, what do you think of that?
Well, I love this study, and it is coming to, I believe, drcarolyndean.com first, and will be up here probably by the next show. And then it'll be going over to the RNA Reset site. And being offered to our practitioners for education as well, because we want everybody to know not only just about chronological age, but what you can count on for the formulas, period. Like a lot of people don't even understand about things like telomeres, Carolyn. Can you explain those real quick?
Telomeres are at the end of our chromosomes, at top end, bottom end of our chromosomes, and they fray away like the end of shoelaces, you know, when that little waxy thing sort of gets old. So they fray away. But what we know from the Altura studies is that magnesium can help prevent that. And other basic vitamins and minerals can help prevent that. So that's one of the ways that aging is slowed down, by having nutrients that support your telomeres.
Yes, and I think it's interesting. So just like with the telomeres, if you had frayed telomeres, presumably at the beginning of the study, and then you started a dosing with magnesium at the appropriate level, within that 6-month period of time, you can see them coming back together and closing, and that reduces the biological age of the body. Is that my understanding correct?
That's right. And the way you mentioned doing the magnesium, doing REMAG, that's what most nutritional research does. It's they'll study one thing. They will never study 7 things together. They'll do one thing at a time for, I don't know why. Well, it's just the way drug studies go. You test one thing, you isolate it and make it the whole picture. But everything works together in terms of nutrients. Vitamin D won't work without magnesium. Potassium and magnesium work together. You can go through the whole litany. So I've always wanted to do this type of study. I said, look, you're spending millions and billions of dollars on studying one vitamin at a time. Take my formulas, put them in a clinic, put everybody on them, and now you can do these before and after tests. You see, this epigenetic methylation blood testing is fairly new. A lot of people are using it. Even the Centrum, Merck makes Centrum synthetic vitamins and minerals. There's a Centrum Silver for the elderly, which is me. And they did a 2-year study with 1,000 people. And they had them on Centrum Silver. And after 2 years, they slowed the aging of these people by how much? How much, Ginny? 4 months.
4 months.
And they published it and they're making, you know, a big to-do. Wow. But this is the mentality of the clowns in medical research, who will put someone on a cancer drug and say, well, it increased the survival rate by 10 days, you know. Anyway, I rest my case.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. And I think the other thing, too, is that Carolyn's just a natural example of the study operating every day, because she's naturally effortlessly youthful. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point, is to retain your youthfulness and your ability, your longevity, your brain power, your dexterity, and all those other things.
My eyeshadow.
Your eyeshadow.
Yeah, makes me look young. Oh. I got into eyeshadow with stupid COVID. This is due to stupid COVID. You know, wearing masks all the time. I thought, okay,
let's go. Right. Hey, good point. Yeah. Good point. Yeah, you had to kind of pop out so anybody even knew you were behind there.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's an interesting and robust conversation on the chat line, Carolyn, that you might not be seeing about these GLP-1s. Mm-hmm. Russ, first of all, I want to acknowledge, says that he started watching Nick Norwich now because probably of you, Carolyn. He didn't say that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And he said he thought that show was very interesting. He watched the show on Retatrutide. And I also want to say that the word on the street about Retatrutide is that it's Eli Lilly's first $1 trillion drug. They're expecting to make $1 trillion the first however long they have this thing out. So that's pretty incredible. But Dan Kelly, who's watching us on Facebook, said, please don't talk about GLP-1s this way. They're miraculous. Please don't be skeptical of them. They're incredible. They have so many positive benefits. I did not have that experience. I use Zepbound, and my labs are great. And also, I've been using magnesium to replenish since a long time ago. So he was very adamant, Carolyn, that
sure. I mean, some they were used for diabetes for a long time before it just got grabbed up by the hobbyists who wanted to lose 10 pounds. And in the diabetic community, when I'm sure they were using lower doses, they're talking of, I don't know if they're talking about microdosing, but they're really trying to get people to cut back on the dosing and use less. It just got overdone. So there are people, as I said, with really difficult to treat diseases, diabetes and obesity, that are being helped, and you can do it correctly. And I know we've put out some ex posts and not so much blogs, saying to people, if you're trying to lose weight and you're working with your doctor with the GLPs, make sure you're on your nutrients.
Yep.
And that's what he's saying. So, and that's fine. But yes, it certainly does come across that I'm not for them and I would never take them. But I appreciate the input.
Very good. Excellent. All right. Let's keep going. What's next?
We got the articles going now. Rachel, the first one. This is Nick again, and it's about peptides. BPC-157, bro science or breakthrough. BCP-157 might be the most hyped peptide on the internet. What's actually real? So this is Nick again, Nick Norwich. Peptides, excuse me, are very hot right now. I spoke about them, I think, last week, and here we are again. And they're hot because people aren't taking magnesium in the form of REMAG. So they're looking for something to help them with this or that. And Nick says, in the world of peptides, few compounds are as hyped or as controversial as this one. Nick says, it's become almost mythical for its supposed ability to accelerate healing across the body from gastrointestinal disorders like inflammatory bowel disease. Let me just interject. If you take, I suppose we're not supposed to treat diseases, but an example could be that treating inflammatory bowel disease with Picosilver and Flora Revive, we've seen that work. They talk about this BCP for treating tendons, ligaments, and muscle injuries. Well, we could look at magnesium and vitamin C for those conditions as well. I mean, we have one of our own customer service people who had nasal polyp surgery, and she took 8 whole C reset for, I think, 2 months before surgery. She had like a 5-hour surgery. And when she went back to the surgeon, he couldn't believe that she didn't have bruising. So we can do what these peptides do, but what happens when you take nutrients is they multitask. They do a lot of things. They're just not a peptide that does whatever this peptide is supposed to do. I don't know if they even know. Let's see what I've written here. And Nick says, but there's tension here, both scientifically and culturally. On one side, you have people actually using this compound and reporting remarkable recoveries. On the other side, there's significant pushback from the scientific establishment. One well-known doctor said, the amount of hype compared to evidence is so skewed, it's crazy. And the BPC-157 should not be used by humans. So with any new hyped up cure, the placebo effect is off the charts. That's me saying that. You can read Nick's article about all this if you want to slog through a few thousand words, but what we will always say at RNA Reset is get your foundational nutrients in line first before you look for other input, which you most often don't ever need. start with our things, and you probably don't have to turn to anything else. Some of the healing I read about with BPC reminds me of Dr. Robert O. Becker's work when he wrote about using bioelectricity for tissue healing and regeneration in the body electric. That was a book he wrote. And for that to work, for the bioelectricity to work, you need minerals. And if you use our picometer, stabilized mineral ions, you don't even need electricity. So this peptide they're talking about can signal healing, but it needs minerals in order to work. And that's why I say start with the minerals. So it's a signaling molecule or set of amino acids in a peptide chain. So there you go. I'm always going to tell you to start with the basics. The next study, Rachel, is Hustle Culture's Pricey Hangover. So this is an interesting study in Axios. Rest, longevity, and fitness are the new status symbols. We were talking about this, how, you know, the brain fog, the mental energy that we're using up, people are feeling it, and now they want to rest and be fit. New status symbols, as burnt out Americans are spending big on trying to achieve rest, longevity, and fitness. So the wellness economy is in its next phase beyond fancy gym memberships and meditation apps. The money is going to sleep retreats, executive function coaches, and longevity doctors. It's dubbed the burnout economy by Vox Media. Americans are traveling near and far to recover from modern life, hiring coaches to help them manage what AI hasn't fixed and therapy doesn't cover. The big picture is that people are paying out of pocket for their lifestyles to pump up their lifestyles and get a good night's sleep. There's an audience for this type of marketing who perhaps think that if they pay big money for something, that's all they have to do. This is an audience that bitterly complains that the taste of our remag is far too bad for them to be bothered with it, or they just don't have the is it energy, or they can't be bothered to pour some remag in a teaspoon and put it in juice, or even you can put it in your coffee. So they move on and buy some. It's really that type of culture that then will go to the ashwagandha and alpha lipoic acid, the milk thistle, N-acetylcysteine, all kind of expensive nutrients that really don't do what your magnesium is supposed to do for you. So anyway, the article goes on to list the different types of burnout tourism. And then number five on the list is supplemental lab testing. So I mentioned that already, that the best testing, it looks like it's this methylation testing. So they say this supplemental lab testing was once the domain of elite biohackers, and it's gone mainstream. Anyone can order comprehensive blood panels online, while whole body MRI scans can be ordered without a doctor's referral. Okay, that's enough of that. About the blood testing, the way ordinary blood testing is set up is there's a range low to high in the average population. But I've always said the average population is so sick and so depleted that you don't want to be average. You want to be on the high end. But then they say the high end of supplement range is, you know, all could be dangerous. And that's why I went for the epigenetic methylation blood testing. It's with a company called True Diagnostic. So what's our answer at RNA Reset? You want energy, you want calmness, you want longevity. Just get our formulas and you won't feel burnt out and you will even slow your aging. And then again, about the RNA Reset study, it's just so obvious that the body is looking for these nutrients, and our customer base will tell you. What I wanted to do, actually, let me say this, before we decide to do the Maui Reset study, was just do a questionnaire of our customer population to do sort of, well, how do you feel now that you're on supplements, and to try to get some even research data. But a doctor that we've worked with on our research before, the study, where was the study? I'm forgetting right now. Ginny will tell me. He said, well, that'll be rejected. It's not scientific, although many of the studies that you see are questionnaires. Formulating how many nutrients a person took, what their diet was, and they'll write a paper and say, this, if you take this many nutrients, you'll have a lesser risk of this disease. So anyway, enough rambling. Going on to the next study. It's called Weight Loss Pill Approval Highlights Important Role of PCPs. PCPs, that's primary care providers. I don't know where it used to be, general practitioners or family medicine doctors, but now it's primary care providers. They're always changing the names. Now, I'm not going to say too much about this. Weight loss drugs, we're talking about them every week now. In spite of million-dollar lawsuits, the weight loss drug revolution is not going away. The FDA's approval of another weight loss pill, Foundayo or something, I guess retatrutide is no longer the only weight loss pill, offers a convenient alternative to injections, emphasizing the crucial role of primary care practitioners in guiding patients through treatment options, insurance complexities, and potential side effects. Of course, they put potential in front of side effects and make it the third thing on the list, whereas it's the whole thing about these weight loss drugs. The cost is $149 a month. With insurance, it may be $25. So, I mean, that's a real reduction from $1,000 a week for weight loss shots. And like Ginny was saying about how much these are making, they're saying here, weight loss drug sales could reach $130 billion a year by 2030. I'm sure they're already way past that. And they say with these developments, there's the potential to be great for patients, but it can be dizzying for primary care practitioners. They're more worried about the stress on the doctors. It's kind of funny making the doctors the victims in the weight loss journey of their patients. The article finishes up, these drugs are not intended for cosmetic weight loss. They all carry similar side effects and risk factors that may affect each patient differently. Patients also have questions and concerns about cost and insurance. So it's a strange article. It was more about the strain on the doctor to have to answer questions from patients about these drugs. Okay, so let's go back to Ginny and see where she's at with her questions.
Okay. Well, we've got a few questions here, so let's do that. One of the questions is from Savvy, who says, what is the difference between peptides and a GLP-1?
GLP-1 drugs are peptides.
Ah, very good. Okay, so that's good. And let's see. Somebody says, please bring back your silver in the large size.
What do you think, Jenny?
Well, I think that it sounds good, but unfortunately, when we did have the large size Pico Silver, for some reason, people did not want to buy it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just ended up that it was not a popular size. Now, probably a handful of people really liked it because people did buy it, but the overwhelming majority of our customers did not have any interest in that 16 ounce Pico Potassium or the 16 ounce Pico Silver. So you've just got to go with the 8. And on our website, you can see where you can get bundles and different things and double up and get those discounts that you need. So it kind of seems like you got a less expensive bottle when you buy 2.
Right. Yes. If you're taking 1 to 3 teaspoons of Remag a day, you want the 16 ounce. But usually with Pico Silver, people are just taking 1 teaspoon a day, and there are 48 teaspoons in a 8-ounce bottle. So it usually works for people. However, if you're after a big infection or yeast overgrowth, you could be taking 3, 4, 5 teaspoons a day. So you'd want more. But we understand, but that's the reasoning. We can't have a pallet of Pico Silver 16 ounce in the warehouse and let the expiration day run out, because then it's a big waste.
Ah, very good. That's exactly right. Yeah, we have to pay attention to that too. All right. Helen says, well, I really like it and I got my husband on it. So there you go. His and her bottles. There you go, Helen. You're good. Now you're good. Okay. What's next, Carolyn?
Okay, next article. New drugs are primary care game changers, but pricey. So pricey for the pocketbook and pricey for your health. Now, this is the way it goes in the drug world. Uh-oh, my battery is going low. I might have to plug it in. 1 second, folks. Ginny, why don't you tell us something while I plug in the battery?
Okay. Well, I will tell you that the most exciting thing, that's probably happened in a little bit is our Maui Reset study. And it is exciting because when people understand, you know, as a dietary supplement company, we cannot make health claims, but if you are going to be healthier and live longer, chances are you're going to be healthier and live longer. And so that's what we really want to do. We want everybody to have the highest quality of life as possible. So you'll be excited to see this whole situation unfold. And the other exciting thing about it is the protocol itself, because you may be using some of Dr. Dean's formulas, but maybe not all of them, because you don't understand how it affects your biological age or your outcomes. And also, you could even be using all of them and not taking the right amount of them, which is something we find a lot. Like people say, well, I'm only taking 1 real line. Well, the protocol's 2. Well, I'm only taking 1 of these. Well, that's not right. Well, I only take a half a teaspoon of Remag. Well, that's not going to cut it. So you'll be able to see the proportional amount that you need to use in the protocol to achieve those stunning results. You'll see every product that you need to use to achieve those stunning results. And then you'll be able to compare it to what you're already doing. And then you'll be able to adjust accordingly so you know that you're going to achieve those same results. So that's what's really exciting, I think, Carolyn and I right now. And we're excited to be able to bring it out to everybody here on the radio show and at RNA Reset. Very good.
Awesome. Okay, back to the study. Pricey for the pocketbook and pricey for your health. So new drugs approved in 2025 are poised to significantly improve the management of motion sickness, acute pain, urinary tract infections, and chronic spontaneous urticaria, that's hives, though high costs may limit accessibility. Darn right they will. So these new drugs were presented at the American College of Physicians Internal Medicine meeting in 2026 in San Francisco. And a presenter says, I mean, this is just so clownish. It's amazing. This is the first time in my 15-year history of giving this new drugs talk that I've given all four drugs a thumbs up with the potential to change practice. So what can I say? But these people are serious drug pushers. The drugs are injectable biologics with a lot of side effects, including the price. So that's what's happening on the other side of the the aisle with allopathic medicine. Next study, scientists eye breakthrough in reversing aging. So this is a Newsmax report. Scientists are pursuing the long-sought dream of reversing aging, and they may finally be making meaningful progress. This is according to a new report highlighting breakthroughs in stem cell rejuvenation and so-called partial reprogramming therapies. Now, what's happened in the stem cell therapy world is people have been traveling Europe, Mexico, to get stem cell injections. And these are cells that they harvest from umbilical cords. This is where a lot of the abortion clinics sell their umbilical cords to stem cell rejuvenation clinics, as I understand it. So anyway, now they're saying they've got something that to use. Let's see here. The New Scientist noted, New Scientist magazine noted that previous miracle approaches, including resveratrol, caloric restriction, mTOR targeting drugs, and senolytics, all generated enormous excitement before disappointing researchers and investors alike. About the above approaches, magnesium's interaction with the mTOR signaling pathway has been linked to both autophagy regulation and protein synthesis in different contexts, like bone and muscle regeneration. So take your magnesium. You don't have to do an mTOR. Senolytics, they're compounds that selectively target and eliminate dying cells, potentially reducing age-related tissue damage and improving health. Magnesium works on this level of autophagy, which naturally helps clear dead and dying cells. So we know magnesium can do what these new drugs can potentially do. Magnesium's already doing it. But let's look at the Frankenstein monster lurking in these drugs. So in 2006, a Japanese scientist discovered that by adding four specific genes, so they're doing gene manipulation here, by adding four specific genes to mature cells, they could effectively rewind them into a youthful stem cell-like state. So this is in the realm of what could possibly go wrong. And researchers initially feared the process could trigger dangerous cancer growth because the original technique relied on viruses and growth-promoting genes. Yeah, definitely could. But scientists have gradually refined the process, removing some of the highest risk elements and developing what now is known as partial reprogramming, where the rejuvenated cells are temporarily activated and then shut off before cells become unstable. Oh, they trust that, eh? Good luck. Good luck. It's very Frankenstein. So when has man ever been able to control nature? The technology is now entering human clinical trials. So this article is total clickbait because it's only in the theoretical stage. They do so much of this on AI does all the evaluations and then they may do a petri dish. They're jumping over the animal research, which is good. I don't like animal research, but they haven't even gone to human trials. So this is about making new stem cells to take over the aging and dying cells. But if people may remember me talking about silver, picosilver, it rejuvenates stem cells. So take that. And I will stop here because we're at the top of the hour, Ginny.
Yes, we are. We're at the tippy top of the hour, but we're not going to let you go without reminding every single one that we want you to visit drcarolyndean.com, Dr. Carolyn Dean's website. And you see her here as a baby, or as a teeny little girl. And then you see her as her beautiful, beautiful, vibrant young doctor self. And now you see her here as her beautiful, beautiful, vibrant advanced age doctor self. What are we going to say about that?
I'm 77 and I like it.
Okay, very good. This current self that she is, that she likes, but you can see that she's transversed this timeline, and I will add many others, and she's stayed 100% on task doing the good work and bringing it here to everybody. And there's just a whole big schmagoggle of stuff there that you want to engage and take action on. RNAreset.com is her product website. And these are where her formulas that she's curated and put together for you, all of her wisdom in a bottle, put together and assembled for you. Unique, unique, never been duplicated formulas that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. And we want you to go there, take advantage, shop, look at the bundles, read the articles, very good stuff there as well. PicoPets.com is where we take care of your family, your fur family. And we know that people love those formulas as well. They're all the same. They're NSF certified. They're coming out of the same factory. They're doing the same bold, beautiful work in the body of your pet as it is in the body of the human. And that always makes humans feel very good. And then, of course, SUPCO, S-U-P-P-C-O, is our place that we like to kind of hang our hat and remind everybody how very good our formulas are. All of our dynamics are accounted for there. All of our research, all of our testing, all of our third-party certifications. Even the fact that we put our COAs on our website, that every single one of our lots is certified and that paperwork is on our website, is actually a point on SUPCO, because a lot of companies don't even disclose their testing because they know they don't do it. So we're very proud of our score there. Be sure to go on SUPCO, download the app, and use it to check out. I just checked out today. Somebody asked me what I thought about this mushroom coffee. And I got out my SUPCO, I typed it in, and I just put it right in their face. And they was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't think I'm going to want to use that. I didn't even have to say anymore. I didn't have to say a word. So that's what we've got for you tonight. We will be back next Monday. Oh, yes, and the Paragenius Foundation. I got to get that in.
And the second farm store in Maui is having a grand opening July 4th in Waikia. We are grand opening. We got our equipment out of customs jail. We've been having a sort of a soft opening within the store. It looks, you know, it's like a farmer's market, but man, it is going to be amazing. We'll have wall to wall produce racks and fridges and freezer. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. July 4th.
Woo. Well, and I, Carolyn sent me a picture of our product display there with her books and everything. And so RNA Reset is rolling out because, as she says, and it's so very true, you can be eating the best organic, highest quality food, and you still need to supplement. You still need to supplement, people. We've got to stay on top of this. Our toxic environment is stressing our bodies to the point supplementation is mandatory. So thank you for being with us. We'll be back Monday night to talk about this and all kinds of other things. We love you. We love Rachel, our producer. We love Melody Rose, and we love Sabby, and we love everybody. And we will be back.
Awesome. Aloha.
Aloha. You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become Become a member of drcarolindean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.